I don't know if I should dance, cry, or sing, or laugh. I want to go out and hug all my trans friends and all my friends who worked on this.
Gregory Rabb is a professor of political science at Jamestown Community College. He's also a former Jamestown City Council president. Rabb noted this is an incredible victory because in the past, the gender bill never even made it to the Senate floor. It was always blocked by Republicans who controlled the Senate chamber. But now, with a new Democratic majority in place, it was approved.
So this is the first time, and I don't know how many trips to Albany. So many of us have been working on gender to make sure that discrimination against transgender individuals is illegal in the state for so long. I know I started it when I was a lot younger. And I know how long it took for us to protect gay and lesbian people, and we sadly left transgender people behind, but we finally corrected that wrong.
The governor is expected to sign the gender bill into law. It calls to protect transgender New Yorkers at their jobs and other areas such as housing and education. But Rabb tells WBFO News it's much deeper. He hopes it could finally support those facing difficult hate crimes and bullying, including violence and even murder. And he notes the suicide rates are high among transgender youth.
You know, last year there was a record number of transgender individuals murdered, and we just had the first transgender murder of the year. I think it was last week in Alabama. And if you look at the suicide rates among transgender individuals, it's sky high. You know, it's I think it's close to 40%. Of transgender individuals attempt or kill themselves because they felt like they couldn't be who they were. So the statistics are absolutely horrifying. I'm hoping that this is going to make a difference, that at least for New Yorkers it says it's okay, be who you are, we love you the way you are.
Both the Senate and Assembly also passed a bill to ban the very controversial conversion therapy. That, too, is expected to be signed by the governor. Rabb, who's now in his late 60s, has been an openly gay educator and elected leader. He served as a former Jamestown Common Council president for a decade. Rabb says he fought hard for the transgender community because he knows what it's like to be discriminated against.
You know, I get so many more trans students nowadays than I ever have because they feel so much more comfortable with themselves. And so a law like this just makes the young people feel even more comfortable. So they can, you know, they can be free to be themselves, so they can get on with their lives and learning and doing all the other important stuff that they should be doing. So I remember when the Sexual Orientation Non-Discrimination Act passed, and it was like a heavy weight lifted off of my shoulders because I felt safe. And now I can't imagine what's going through my transgender friends. I haven't had a chance because it happened so quick. We were expecting it, but it actually happened while I was in class. I couldn't watch it. I was so disappointed.
Rabb says no one should face discrimination for gender identity. What don't people understand about someone when they say they're transgender?
You know, I think it's where we were not too long ago. People didn't understand what it meant to be gay or lesbian. And they would say things like, well, I don't know any gay or lesbian people. And over time, so many of us came out that it became impossible for anyone to say that anymore. And I think that getting to know someone and suddenly realizing, hey, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of trans people out there, including down here in Jamestown, up in Buffalo. And so many of them over the years, because of this effort, have become my friends. And then, you know what? You stop thinking of them as transgender and you just think of them as human beings.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.